Cape Talk
from the continent.
Chatting this morning from the continent to Soka Sabia, Africa.com editor. Soka, do you do online shopping?
Ooh, morning, Zain, and to your listeners. Yes. That's the only thing I do.
So you're the queen of online shopping?
I am the queen. I've actually gotten down to the... I started with just buying, you know, homeware and things like that. And now I've actually taken it to buying groceries. So some big retailers allow you to shop online and collect at the store. I do that now.
And in terms of shoes, if you've ordered shoes and they're the wrong size?
They're never the wrong size.
So
I measure. I use the size chart and I measure my foot. I've never had to return shoes.
Hey, there's the tech lady. I'm going to come and sort of get lessons from you about online shopping. Talking about the queen of online shopping, we talk about the kings and the queens of Ugandan chess.
Yes, so Robert Katende is basically runs an instruction class in one of the informal settlements in Katwe, in Uganda. Now, if you think about a movie that came out recently with Lupita Nyong'o and some other Hollywood stars about the Queen of Katwe, it's basically based on a true story. So it's about this informal settlement in Uganda where kids basically are grandmasters in chess. And how this began was because Robert Katende started the school 12 years ago. He learned how to play chess and he found how it really helped him think beyond the circumstances that he was living in. So he decided that he wanted to share this with his community. And he clapped together with a local school in terms of offering these chess lessons. And what's happened is the school gives them 25% of the funding, and then 75% he gets from private investors. And the reason why people are investing in these children is that they're actually winning. So whenever they go to international competitions, they're actually beating children from Europe who have much better circumstances compared to them. And they're finding that, I think many people, when we think about chess, there's a certain stereotype of who plays chess and who doesn't play chess. And these children are always exceeding those expectations. It started 12 years ago. He's been able to take more than 50 children through school by teaching them and playing competitions and winning and actually even having grandmasters in his own team as well. And this is why the movie came about too. And what he wants to do is just to give children another dimension, you know, another something else to think about besides the circumstances that they currently live in. And this gives them hope as well, because they're now exposed to different things that there wouldn't be if such a facility was not available.
And it's incredible, because the moment you start occupying a child's mind and enriching that mind, that becomes a brilliant adult moving forward. Moving on from that story, Soka, to the first Made in Africa smartphone is being launched. Are we going to start beating the Chinese pretty soon?
I hope so. So last week there was a major conference that was happening in Johannesburg, the Africa Investment Forum. And one of the things that came out from there was this first Made in Africa full-scale smartphone that was launched. It's called the Maraphone, and it's from a company that's based in Rwanda. Now, they make all the parts, you know, the assembly, everything. If you think about it, there's always stories about how some of the batteries and some of the alloys that are used in smartphones today that you find in the major brands like Apple and others are actually from a mineral that's found in the DRC. So we have the raw materials, but now we just don't have the skills sometimes in terms of processing these raw materials to give us the products for us to make the final end user product like a cell phone. And what, as I've always said, that Rwanda doesn't have commodities. So they export technology and innovation. And they've actually taken people to go learn how to make these phones. How do you then use the raw materials that we have so richly on the continent and actually make them, beneficiate them into other products in the value chain? And this is how the smartphone has begun. So some of the deals that were struck at the investment forum will also see South Africa also creating its own smartphone as well, because once you have the technology, once you have the skills, you can then pass it on. And this is all part of the intra-Africa trade agreements that we have as the continent, that, you know, when someone has learned a skill, we pass it on. We pass on the goods, we share the knowledge as well as the services and goods that we that we are all good at, so that we can actually become our own market in some sort of way and then start exporting to the rest of the world.
And that's been the African continent's sort of strong part, is the fact that we manufacture our own things, and we tend to sort of go into manufacturing, and that's been part of the growth for the African continent.
Exactly. And with the industry moving to 4.0, this is where everything is at. This is how you then upskill the labor market right now. So if you knew a certain job and you don't want, you have this fear that a robot is going to take it, you actually find that with manufacturing and other things that we can do by having down the line productions, we can actually learn new skills, and then new jobs come about from that.
Chatting to Circus.